Bonjour. You're listening to Tribal Water Day podcast.
Listen and learn about Nebe, water,
and its importance to the Keweenaw Bay Indian community in Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
Episode 12, Tribal Academic Partnerships.
My name is Matt Dellinger. I'm a faculty member at the Medical College of Wisconsin in the Institute for Health and Equity. So I'm a co-investigator at the Great Lakes Native American Research Center for Health, and I'm here today to talk about the opportunities for tribal and academic partnerships. The heart of a good partnership is mutual beneficence. Every research project at a reputable university that receives federal funding must prove that the research will somehow benefit the people that are involved in the research, and the term is beneficence. A simple answer, but the path to that answer is not as simple. And what I mean specifically is that when you have two different types of groups coming together, so you might have a community member, especially like a Native American tribal community group, and an academic group coming together, they're going to have a different set of priorities. And so everyone is making that effort because they want to get something out of it, and that's just the natural way of things. And so then that's why it's complicated. It's not necessarily obvious what the mutually beneficial outcomes are going to be, and you can end up with a lot of really nasty misunderstandings at worst, or at not so bad, you end up with a very unproductive partnership. Through these mechanisms, they just require the patience to navigate the complicated road. Bear in mind that, yes, academics and scientists are going to have a set of priorities that may seem very selfish to someone who is in a different context. But if they understand those priorities and they understand that ultimately most people are researchers because they want to solve a problem, hopefully they can see the light at the end of the tunnel when they enter into a research project or a partnership. This podcast is a Third Coast Conversations project, which encourages dialogue about water in Michigan and is supported by the Michigan Humanities Council. All audio was recorded and produced by Allison Mills. To learn more about the KBIC Water Program, visit the Natural Resources Department at nrd.kbic-nsn.gov.
The Nebe Lullaby is sung by Water Walkers Terry Denemy and Kathy Smith, as written and shared by Doreen Day of Medalen Lodge.
To all our sponsors, supporters, and community, Chimagwich.